Today, the great-great-grandfather Today, the great-great-grandfather Today the great-great-grandfather is seeing the lines of fortune of his children. Who are the few out of multi-millions and the handful of that few. He is seeing the sparkle of the divine sparkling star on each one's forehead. He's seeing the sparkle of the divine sparkling star on each one's forehead. He is seeing the line of love from their eyes. He is seeing the line of knowledge through their mouths. He's seeing the line of love from their eyes. He's seeing the line of knowledge through their mouths. He is seeing the line in the heart of being lost in love, for the heart of the comforter of hearts. He is seeing the line in the heart of being lost in love, for the heart of the comforter of hearts. He is seeing the line of the treasures of knowledge in their hands. He is seeing the line of the treasures of knowledge in their hands. He is seeing on their feet the line of multi-millions at every step. He is seeing on their feet the line of multi-millions at every step. Each child is full number wise in each of these lines. Each child is full number wise in each of these lines. No one apart from you. Can have this fortune. No one apart from you can have this fortune. Such elevated fortune of each one. Such elevated fortune of each one. Is visibly sparkling. And this fortune becomes imperishable. Why? And this fortune becomes imperishable. Why? Because it is the imperishable Father who gives it to you. Because it is the imperishable Father who gives it to you. Only at this confluence age do you attain this elevated fortune. Only at this confluence age do you attain this elevated fortune. Which continues in the future too. This confluence age. This confluence age is the age of all attainments. This confluence age is the age of all attainment, of all attainments, to the extent that each one of you accumulate your fortune, so you continue to receive the fruit of fortune for many births. To the extent that each one of you accumulate your fortune, so you continue to receive the fruit of fortune for many births. Only you children, only you children know the praise of this confluence age. Only you children know the praise of this confluence age. The attainments of the confluence age are the most elevated ones in the whole cycle. The attainments of the confluence age are the most elevated ones in the whole cycle. Bap Dada is seeing how full each child is with the attainments of the confluence age. Bap Dada is seeing how full each child is with the attainments of the confluence age. Do all of you constantly experience all the attainments of the confluence age, or only sometimes? Do all of you constantly experience all the attainments of the confluence age, or only sometimes? The Father is imperishable. The Father is imperishable, and so the attainments are also imperishable. The Father is imperishable, and so the attainments are also imperishable. You know, don't you? in which form Bhartrada wishes to see all of you. You know in which form Bhartrada wishes to see all of you, do you not? Bhartrada wants every child. Bhartrada wants every child to be a self-sovereign king. Bhartrada wants every child to be a self-sovereign king. To be a king and rule over the self. To be a king and rule over the self, that is, to rule over every physical, that is, to rule over your physical senses and your mind, intellect and sanskars. To be a king and rule over the self, that is, over your physical senses and your mind, intellect and sanskars. Of course, you will have a right to the kingdom in the future. Of course, you will have a right to the kingdom in the future, but you should now become a king who has a right. Who has the right to self-sovereignty. All your physical senses should be under your control. All your physical senses should be under your control because you have received because you have received the treasure of all powers from the Father. Because you have received the treasure of all powers from the Father. So Bhartrada wishes to see every child in the form of a king who has a right to self-sovereignty. So Bhartrada wishes to see every child in the form of a king who has a right to self-sovereignty. Have all of you become self-sovereigns? Have all of you become self-sovereigns, that is, masters of the self? Have you developed ruling power and controlling power over your mind and intellect? Have you developed ruling power and controlling power over your mind and intellect? There isn't any dependence. Is there? There isn't any dependence. Is there? You have a right. You have a right. when you keep Bap Dada with you and you do not become alone, when you keep Bap Dada with you and you do not become alone, when you keep Bap Dada with you and do not become alone, when you constantly keep the Father as your companion, when you constantly keep the Father as your companion, then neither your mind, nor intellect, nor sanskars have the power then neither your mind nor intellect nor sanskars has the power to not be under your control. This is why Bap Dada always says to the Shaktis, which form of yours should you always remember so that you never forget the Father's company? Which form of yours should you always remember so that you never forget the Father's company? That form is, I am a Shiv Shakti. Shiv and Shakti are combined. I am a Shiv Shakti. Shiv and Shakti are combined. This awareness automatically makes you a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of matter. This awareness automatically makes you a conqueror of Maya and a conqueror of matter, because Bap Dada has already told you that at present, Bap Dada has already told you that at present the elements of matter are continuing to do their work. The elements of matter are continuing to do their work. Why? Because human souls have troubled. Because human souls have troubled the elements of nature. So they are also troubling human souls. So humans have troubled elements of nature, so elements are also troubling human souls. Nowadays you are seeing that the elements are carrying out their work somewhere or other. All the elements are carrying out their work somewhere or other, but you are becoming conquerors of matter. But you are becoming conquerors of matter and making the elements sato pradhan. People are afraid on seeing the upheaval of the elements. People are afraid of seeing the upheaval of the elements and are wondering what will happen tomorrow. But you know that the best of all, will take place. Why? Because it is now the confluence age. The Amrit Vela of the world cycle. What happens? What comes after Amrit Vela? The dawn, morning. Is it not? Darkness finishes and there is light. You are now happy. That your kingdom of the world of happiness, your kingdom of the world of happiness, where matter also gives happiness, has now almost come. You have this happiness, do you not? In that kingdom, there will be no name or trace of sorrow or peacelessness. Why? Because now you are becoming the conquerors of matter at the confluence age. What is the happiness that all of you have? Now, so say, our kingdom is about to come. Do you have this happiness that our kingdom is about to come? Those who maintain this happiness, raise your hands. And everyone is raising their hand. Very good. You remain happy, and so congratulations for that. However,
You
Are you enabling this happiness of yours to reach your brothers and sisters? However, are you enabling this happiness of yours to reach your brothers and sisters through the rays that you have received from the Father? Through the rays that you have received from the Father, because they are experiencing sorrow and peacelessness. Bab Dada has said, each one of you has to fix some time in your daily timetable to do such service through the mind. Each one of you has to fix some time in your daily timetable to do such service through the mind. Just as you have fixed a time for other things, in the same way, through the nourishment of your happiness, through the nourishment of your happiness and with the power of your mind, give them some blessings and make them happy. So, those who have fixed their time for doing this service to the mind, they raise their hands. Those who have fixed their time for doing service to the mind, they raise their hands. Acha. Those who haven't done this are few. They are few, those who haven't fixed this time. So now fix the time for that, for doing service to the mind. So now fix the time for that, because they are your brothers and sisters, are they not? They are your brothers and sisters, are they not? Do you not feel mercy? Or is it that you don't feel mercy for them? You do feel mercy for them, don't you? You do you not? Bab Dada wants to see. Bab Dada wants to see now what Bab Dada wants to see. Bab Dada wants to see the two special things of the confluence age that are invaluable. Bab Dada wants to see the two special things of the confluence age that are invaluable. One is the power of thoughts, and the second is the time of the confluence age. One is the power of thoughts, and the second is the time of the confluence age. Because in this one birth of the confluence age, because in this one birth of the confluence age, you have to create a reward for many births. Because you have to create a reward for many births. Nowadays, Bab Dada sees. Bab Dada sees that many have fewer impure thoughts. Many, Bap Dada says that many have fewer impure thoughts, but that waste thoughts do continue to come. So fewer impure thoughts, but waste thoughts continue to come. So according to the value of this one birth, even waste thoughts should now be finished. Even waste thoughts should now be finished according to the value of this one birth. Because according to the importance of this confluence age, one second, even 1 second gives you a right to so much invaluable, time. This is why each one of you has to know the value of these two things, time and thoughts. You have to know the value of these two things, and use time and thoughts in a worthwhile way. Just as you use your physical treasures in a worthwhile way, don't you know? Just as you use your physical treasures in a worthwhile way, and you know that by using them in a worthwhile way in this birth, you will accumulate that attainment for many births in the same way. Pay attention to both these things, time and thoughts, and use them in a worthwhile way and become an image of success. Today, Bap Dada is giving each child. Today Bap Dada is giving each child one special blessing. Now Baba is mentioning that blessing. So Bap Dada is giving each child one special blessing today. Can each of you, make yourself tension free from today? Can each of you children make yourself tension free from today? And everyone claps. So Baba has blessed us that you are tension free from today. Have the determined thought that from today, have the determined thought that from today there will be attention and no tension. So have the determined thought that from today there will be attention but no tension. When Bap Dada sees the children with tension, he feels he should immediately take their photograph. he feels he should immediately take their photograph and send it to them. And they will then understand on their own. And they will then understand on their own what they have become. So you will understand for yourself what you have become if Bap Dada takes your photograph at the time when you are in tension. Bap Dada wants to make you a conqueror of the mind and a conqueror of the world. After all, where does tension come? It comes in the mind, does it not? You are kings. You are the masters of the self, are you not? Is the mind yours? Is the mind the master? What do you say? You say, my mind, do you not? Whole day you say that, throughout the day, you say, my mind, do you not? It is not the master, is it? It's your mind, so you are the master. Who has this courage? And say, yes, I am the master of the mind. You will easily receive the Father's blessing. But you simply have to put a little attention. Experience the help of the Father's blessing and then see. Whenever you then look at anyone's face, what will it be like? Tension free. Like a lotus, tension free, like a lotus. Or a blossomed rose, or a rose in bloom. Like a lotus or a rose in bloom or a blossom flower, blossom rose. Bap Dada saw Vyasadatta saw that he has received news. Bap Dada saw that he has received news from some places of the work he had given you of writing down your percentage. You have the result from here too, you know, from those in Madhuban. So Bap Dada is congratulating you for having paid attention. Bap Dada is congratulating you for having paid attention. However, according to the time, you will not get much time to share to others or speak to others, and therefore, Bap Dada now wants you to do service with your mind and your face and your activity. So there will not be much time to give jnana to others. And people won't have time to listen. And therefore, Bap Dada now wants you to do service with your mind, your face and your activity. The practice you have now will be useful in the time to come. The practice you have now will be useful in the time to come. So, can you have the determined thought to remain tension free from today? Can you do it? Have a determined thought to remain tension free from today. Raise your hand if you have that determined thought to remain tension free from today. Tension free. Without tension. No tension at all. So they all raise their hand. Okay, Baba is telling the photographer, take their photograph. They're all tension free. We all have fans at that time. Those in the front are good. Very good. Nowadays, tension is increasing a lot in the world. When you souls who have tension according to the circumstances, see your experience of being tension free. Nowadays, tension is increasing a lot in the world. So when you souls who So when the souls have their tension according to the circumstances, people have their tension according to the circumstances, when they see your experience of being tension free and that your activity and face are tension free, so when they see you tension free, you will become an image of support for them, because they are in tension and they see you as tension free. So you will become an image of support for them, that these people are tension free and they will make us also tension free. Today, when you tour around in the world or hear the news, what do you see? What is visible? They continue. What do? They continue to invent ways to make themselves happy temporarily. They invent ways to make themselves happy temporarily. So those who have tension, be an example of being tension free for them. Show those who are in tension, let them see the example in you of being tension free, and they will be able to see some support. They will be able to see some support from you. Did you have the thought in your mind that you will remain tension-free? Did you? Is it a determined thought or just an ordinary thought that you will make yourself tension-free? Because where there's determination, success is guaranteed. So where there's determination, success is guaranteed. Not that you will do it at some point, but that you are definitely going to do it. Do you like this? To have it, that determination? Now raise your hand for this, that you have the determination. Okay. Bab Dada saw one thing, which is you please Baba very easily, very well, by raising your hands. You please Baba in this way. So children raise their hand very easily, very quickly. You please Baba by raising your hands, but what are you? What are you going? You raised your hand and made Baba pleased, but what are you going to do now? There is a big difference of day and night between a determined thought and an ordinary thought. Determined thought is that you will definitely do it. An ordinary thought is that you will do it at some point. So this is a difference between determined thought and an ordinary thought. So how much courage and enthusiasm do you have? How much courage and enthusiasm do you have for for there not to be any name or trace of tension in the Brahmin family. Can this be possible that there is no tension in anyone in the Brahmin family? Each one of you can ask yourself, is this possible to not have tension? To not have tension at all. Bap Dada wants to hear this good news. When you say to Baba, we don't have tension at all. So this is what Bap Dada wants to hear from you, that you have no tension at all. It's good news Bap Dada wants from you. Well, Bap Dada saw that everyone has a desire to do this, to not have tension at all. So everyone has a desire to do this, but when problems come, what happens when problems come? These problems make you belong to them. They make you belong to them. Then you say very, very sweet things to Baba. What do you tell? This happens, does it not? This will of course happen. You know, that's what you say. You give an excuse. This will happen, definitely. This happens, it will happen. This continues all the time, does it not? You tell Bap Dada many very sweet things. In this way you give many excuses. But Baba, this has to happen, this will happen. It happens. But the solution to all this is simply become a king. It's very simple. The solution is simple. Just become a king. That is all. Become a king. That's all. Become a master of the self. Become a self-sovereign. So today, today, Bap Dada is seeing all the children, whether you are sitting in front of Bap Dada or you are sitting far away, but sitting in the heart. You are all in front of his eyes. And you who are in front are who are here are in front of his eyes. But so those who are here, Bap Dada is seeing them in front of his eyes. But those who are far away, Bap Dada is seeing them in his heart. So those who are in front, Bap Dada is seeing you with his eyes, but those who are far away, Bap Dada is seeing them in his heart. Okay. What is to be done now? And the Muni Ben says, Baba, it is the turn of Rajasthan to serve. Only Rajasthan has come this time. Those of Rajasthan, stand up. All of Rajasthan, all of Rajasthan. It is good. Baba likes it. Oh, so many have come from Rajasthan. Father Brahma likes the land of Rajasthan so much. Father Brahma liked the land of Rajasthan so much that he created Madhuban in Rajasthan. You know, Mount Abu is in Rajasthan state. So Baba is saying, Brahma Baba liked the land of Rajasthan so much that he created Madhuban in Rajasthan. Bab Dada saw that very good expansion. Bab Dada saw that very good expansion is now taking place in all the places of Rajasthan. Very good programs of giving the Father's message. So new souls are now taking place. Very good programs of giving the Father's message to new souls are now taking place. Bab Dada now wants to see Bab Dada now wants to see the maximum number of those who are balance of the self and service come forward from each center. This is what Bab Dada wants to see. The maximum number of those who have a balance of the self and service, they come forward from each center, not just service, but the self and service in a balance of both, because there isn't that much time for self-transformation now. This is why it is first the self and service with that. Self and balance of self and service together. Each center has to become free from obstacles. all companions also have to be free from obstacles. Not just the teachers to be free from obstacles, but the whole class has to be free from obstacles. And all should pay attention to self-transformation. And all should pay attention to self-transformation. Now increase this. Increase this. Listen to each one what they have to say, and give them wings of zeal and enthusiasm. Listen to each one what they say, and give them wings of zeal and enthusiasm, so that you are able to give Bap Dada the news of your center being free from obstacles. Otherwise, well, Bap Dada saw that Rajasthan is also moving forward and will continue to do so. Baba has blessed Rajasthan, and now you know, really Rajasthan service has increased tremendously. So Bap Dada blessed them. Bap Dada saw that Rajasthan is also moving forward and will continue to do so. Bap Dada is congratulating each child for moving forward. Bap Dada is congratulating each child for moving forward. Okay, you may sit down. So at that time, many double foreigners had come to Madhuban. So Baba is now going to address the double foreigners. Wherever you are, you should think that you are in Madhuban and Baba is addressing to you. Because this is the Murli of 31st March 2011. Just find out whether you were in Madhuban at that time, 31st of March, 2011. Were you in Madhuban at that time? But anyway, Baba is addressing to all the double foreigners now. So many double foreigners were there at that time. The foreigners are given the title double foreigners. Foreigners, not just foreigners, but double foreigners. It is seen practically that just as you are given the title double foreigners, in the same way, the majority of you have double intoxication. What is the double intoxication you have? What is the double intoxication you have? That you have double zeal and enthusiasm. That you have double zeal and enthusiasm. And Bap Dada sees that you have good zeal and enthusiasm. You have good zeal and enthusiasm. the people from Bharat also have the enthusiasm. The people from Bharat also have the enthusiasm. And in efforts too, it has been seen that though those from abroad have test papers to face, they have the one speciality of speaking about them from this, speaking about them with an honest heart. They tell their problems. They don't keep anything inside. They don't keep anything inside. And they find a solution with an honest heart. And they find a solution with an honest heart. Bap Dada is pleased that when you have a clean heart, the Lord becomes present. When you have a clean heart, the Lord becomes present. In Hindi he said, Hazur Hazir Ho Jata. Hazur means the Lord. Hazir means becomes present. Seeing this good result, Bap Dada is congratulating you and also giving you a blessing. Baba has blessed all the double foreigners. You will constantly continue to move forward. You will constantly continue to move forward. Teachers are also making good effort. Teachers are also making good effort. Bap Dada is pleased. That those from abroad are taking maximum benefit from Madhuban. So Bap Dada is pleased that those from abroad are taking maximum benefit from Madhuban. Bap Dada is seeing that you have started doing service abroad in a big way in even the smaller places. That you have started doing service abroad in a big way in even the smaller places. So congratulations for service and congratulations for self-transformation. Congratulations for self-transformation. Congratulations for service. Continue to fly and make others fly. Baba has blessed the double foreigners. Continue to fly and make others fly. Acha, okay, you may now sit down. Okay. Okay, now Baba is giving Yad Pyar, but in Yad Pyar, many very special points. Bap Dada, Bap Dada, especially Bap Dada, especially congratulating the children from everywhere in this land and abroad for easily moving forward in their effort and enabling others to move forward. Bab Dada, Bab Dada has already given a direction for the time that is to come. Bab Dada has already given directions for the time that is to come. What are the directions? Become an intense effort maker. Put a full stop in a second. Become an intense effort maker. Put a full stop in a second. The practice of putting a full stop is extremely essential. The practice of putting a full stop. Do not be slack in this. Anything can happen suddenly. And it will certainly happen. Anything can happen suddenly and will certainly happen. And this is why Bab Dada's pure hope is that each child be with him, that each child is with him, will return with him, and will rule the kingdom with the father Brahma. So is with him and will rule the king and return with him and will rule the kingdom with father Brahma. Then Shiv Baba will become the detached observer. Then Shiv Baba will become the detached observer. You are going to become companions. And so you definitely have to become equal to Bab Dada. As you are to be his companions, to return home together and come to the new world. Achha ba, achha, okay. Om Shanti. So Baba's Murli is over and now Baba is giving drishti to all. Thank you.
वाले भाई बहने टोली लेकर के जाएंगे, हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली बांटना आरंभ करेंगे और कोई उठे नहीं, 5-7 मिनट और ही बैठना है। आदरणीय दादी जी से भी हम वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे और अभी मधुरवाणी ग्रुप हमारे बीच में है। गीत के बोल हैं, आप बाबा आकर के कमाल करते हैं, आप बाबा आकर के कमाल करते हैं। प्यारे बाबा ने हम बच्चों को कितने वरदान दिए, बाप के साथ हैं तो बाप समान बनना होगा, सेवा में आगे बढ़ते रहना है, स्वयं पुरुषार्थ करने में औरों को कराने में भी आगे बढ़ते रहना है। बाबा ने कहा है कि हमें अटेंशन रखना है, कोई भी प्रकार का टेंशन नहीं ना हो। बाबा ने खास हाथ खड़ा करवाया कि बच्चे अटेंशन रखे, कोई भी प्रकार का टेंशन ना ले। और साथ साथ बाबा ने कहा शिव शक्तियां हैं और शिव शक्ति बाबा ने कहा बाप के साथ हैं तो शिव शक्ति हैं, तो इस टाइटल को भी याद रखना है। और मधुरवाणी ग्रुप अभी तैयार है बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने के लिए और हॉल में बैठे हुए सभी भाई बहनों को टोली देना आरंभ करेंगे और मधुरवाणी ग्रुप के बाद आदरणीय दादी जी से हम वरदानी बोल सुनेंगे। और मधुरवाणी ग्रुप प्यारे बाबा ने तो
ओम शांति Now Madhurvani group will be presenting a song. After that, respected Dadi, Ratan Mohini Dadi, will be telling her words of blessing. Baba, you come here and does wonderful things. We are really fortunate. We'll clap our hands now. Om Shanti. Now we listen to respected. We listen to that is written on me, that is right. And later, later by Ji will speak. Now Daddy Vitin Mohini will speak. Om Shanti. Everyone say Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Today's auspicious day, I would say for us every day is auspicious day, but still today's day is great day. Through Bab Dada, so greetings from Bab Dada along with the greetings, we all are getting Toli from Bab Dada. So you must have all have received Toli. So remember, Bab Dada has established this task for which this gathering is here today. The one who has understood this task and realized this, they will receive the fruit accordingly. So everyone should understand that in this gathering, with Bab Dada's hands, we get the fruit from Bab Dada and we remember the fruit given by Bab Dada. Bab Dada gives fruit to everyone. If Bab Dada leaves, then we will say that they didn't come in the right time. That's why whoever is sitting here with lot of expectations. So remembrance of Bab Dada to all, whatever happened, so the essence of this program is the one who is sitting behind will understand too. You all will be receiving Toli now, so I am ending my words now. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Now after this, we will listen to respected Nirbhay Bhaiji. Om Shanti. The diamonds in Bab Dada's eyes, dear sisters and brothers of India and abroad, greetings on this day. Today I would say, they are all the brothers and sisters from Rajasthan centers. They have gathered here. You all have shown courage and have come here and did tapasya and have experienced Avyakta Bhavdada Milan. I understand. This is the old Murli, but still, when we see Bhavdada in front through the medium of Dadi Gulzar, we remember those days when the Murli took place and what was the nature of this gathering and the videographer. I would thank the videographer that they are taking us to the past time. By showing the past scene and scenery, they bring us back to the present time. In the morning too, I had an opportunity to meet the brothers and sisters of Rajasthan. I was really happy and I am meeting you all once again. Baba has made Rajasthan headquarters. How fortunate is Rajasthan that in the land of Rajasthan, Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shiva himself has descended and through the medium of Brahma Baba is doing wonder in the world and is transforming this world. We have seen practically from Abu, searchlights, is reaching all the corners of India and abroad and is also showing them the path of liberation and liberation in life. When we listen to Baba's versions, we feel so happy inside that how fortunate are we that we are in face to face with Baba. We see Baba as Father, but God Father himself has come and is giving so much love and so much blessing, is making us complete. What else do we need other than this? We need nothing more. And we are happy Baba has given the divine vision and the third eye through which you have realized the Father, that Baba has incarnated here, and such an elevated great soul is listening to Bhavdada's version and is also doing tapasya, and the consequences of which through Murli we heard that the task of transforming this world is also happening side by side. So to all the brothers and sisters, multi-million times greetings to all. Om Shanti.